Lesson 23, David and Saul. Love your enemies, do good to them that hate you. Aim: to show that we must wait on God and trust Him to show us what to do in times of trouble. Saul hunts David. Saul was so jealous of David that he constantly tried to kill him. David had to hide from the king, who hunted him from place to place. After a while, a band of men, tired of Saul's evil ways, gathered around David. There were about 600 of them. David became their captain. They moved from one hiding place to another, always on the lookout for Saul and his men. Saul goes into the cave where David is hiding. Saul returned from fighting the Philistines and was told, "David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi." So he took 3,000 men with him and went to look for him. At En-Gedi were many deep caves where men could hide. In one of these, David and his men hid from Saul's army. But into this very cave, Saul came to rest when he was hunting for David. He did not know that David and his men were hiding further back in the sides of the cave, for they had heard Saul and his men coming. David refuses to kill Saul. Now David's men thought that here was the chance they had been waiting for. They suggested to David that God had given Saul into his hand, so he should take the opportunity given him. David crept forward and cut off a piece of the skirt of Saul's robe. Saul did not even know that he had done it. Then David crept back to his men. Immediately he felt sorry for having done even this to God's anointed king. He told his men that it wasn't right for him to do anything to harm Saul because he was God's anointed. So he stopped his men from hurting Saul. By his actions, he had taught them two important lessons. They must return good for evil, and they must honor those whom God had placed over them. Saul had been anointed by God, and David would do him no harm at all. David put his trust in God and knew that God himself would punish Saul for his wickedness in his own good time. David reveals himself to King Saul. As Saul rose up to leave the cave, David followed and called out to him, "My lord, the king!" In amazement, Saul looked around. There, bowing before him, was the man he envied, the man he had been hunting to kill. David asked Saul why he listened to the people who said David wanted to hurt him. God had delivered Saul to David in the cave, and though David's men wanted to kill him, he would not hurt God's anointed. He showed Saul the piece of his robe that he had cut off instead of killing him. God would deliver him out of the hand of Saul, but David would not harm him. Saul is sorry. Saul was humbled by David's kindness. When David had finished speaking, he said, "Is this thy voice, my son David?" And he wept. He knew that David had spoken the truth. He realized that this young man had returned him good and spared his life, whereas he had intended only evil toward David. He said, "Thou art more righteous than I. Thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil." Saul pleads for his family. Saul told David that he realized that God had given the kingdom to him. He pleaded for David to remember his family and not destroy them when God had made him king. David willingly promised. Saul went home, but David stayed in En-Gedi. He knew what was in Saul's heart. He knew that the king would soon forget his kindness and try to kill him again. Lesson for us. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Matthew 5, verse 44. We must love even those who hate us. Like David, we should return good for evil, remembering that God in heaven watches over all that happens on earth. In his good time, he will make all things perfect. We should try to be kind and loving always, even to those who think evil of us. We can show them the love of God and maybe even help them to learn about God and his plan to set up his kingdom on earth. Remember these points. 1. Saul hunted David to try to kill him. 2. Saul went to rest in the cave where David and his men were hiding. 3. David refused to kill Saul because Saul was the Lord's anointed king. 4. David promised Saul that he would look after Saul's family when he became king.